I'm Fred Child, and I've moved across the hall to our big performance studio where pianist Joyce Young is joining me. Joyce, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Great to have you here. This year, 2010, is a big year for music bicentennials. We just had a big celebration for Frédéric Chopin. And now, on June 8th, is the 200th birthday of a favorite composer of yours, Robert Schumann. And you've got nothing but Robert Schumann's music for us today.
That's correct.
And one piece in particular, and this is actually a piece he wrote when he was pretty young, 24 years old when he wrote this piece, Carnival. He was still kind of an up-and-coming composer. He was making a living mainly as a music teacher, I guess, at this point. He hadn't written any orchestral music. He was only writing music for solo piano. And he wrote this piece called Carnival. How does this work?
I look at it as little tidbits of Robert Schumann put together. And it's sort of a celebration of who he is, and it's amazing to me that he understood himself so well, and I think he presents himself in a very spontaneous and honest way, almost a very innocent way.
This music is autobiographical to a certain extent. It's about these characters that make up what is Robert Schumann, all these different parts that make up Robert Schumann, but it's also about some other people out in the world, in particular, Ernestine. Now, who was Ernestine?
Ernestine is the woman that came before Clara Schumann. Clara Schumann is so significant in Robert Schumann's life, so we never even go beyond her. But there was a charming little lady that captured the heart of Robert Schumann when he was in his 20s, about my age, when he was writing this piece.
And he actually gave it a subtitle. He says this piece is called Carnival, but then he says it's a set of short scenes based on four notes. What are those four notes, and what do those have to do with Ernestine?
The four notes are A, S, C-H, and those are letters in Robert Schumann's own name.
S-C-H is the beginning of Schumann.
Right. And also the hometown of this lovely girl that he was in love with. And these notes translate into, which is A-flat, C, B, E-flat.
And you hear them coming back over and over and over again throughout the piece in all kinds of different ways.
Right.
And this is like a way of Robert Schumann saying to Ernestine, kind of in musical code, I love you, Ernestine. Like just over and over and over again.
Yeah, well, for a love theme, it's a little bit creepy, but so, we do like codes, and it comes off in so many different contexts, and it just blooms in just amazing ways.
Can you show us some ways in which this code pops up in the music?
Sure. In the segment that is titled Estrella for Ernestine, it starts this way. And here it is, right in the beginning. It's a very passionate movement. This movement only lasts, I think, about 45 seconds. And it's a fireball. And she made a strong, strong impression on him, and she just took his breath away. And
apparently so.
Yeah.
So that's in that one little movement called Estrella. Are there other places throughout Carnival where this musical code pops up too?
All over the place. It's even found in a movement titled after Clara Schumann. I wouldn't want to be Clara playing her own segment after someone else.
With a reference to somebody else.
Right.
I never thought about that, but you're right. Yeah.
So Clara, the movement titled Chiarina, which was the nickname for Clara Schumann, starts this way. And here it is. So it's circling around these four notes, also found in other movements such as Papillon. It's everywhere. And even if it repeats all over the place, it sounds completely different.
An incredible creativity to use that little motif, those few notes, in such different ways in all these different movements. I mean, it comes back over and over and over again, but every time sounds very different. And if you don't know it's there, you just don't hear it.
Right.
Well, why don't we take Carnival maybe bit by bit? Maybe you can pick out a few chunks to play for us and we'll work our way through it. The whole thing all the way through is about half an hour. What would you like to play?
I'd like to start from the beginning. Just it's sort of a fanfare going to Pierrot and Arlequin, which is clown-like characters. Then I'll move on to the False Noble and maybe just play some Eusebius in Florestan, and I'll just stop there.
Okay. Joyce Young joining us here in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio.
Thank you.
I'll just play that much for now.
That's wonderful. Some of the opening sections from Carnival by Robert Schumann. Joyce Young here at the piano in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio in St. Paul. We began with the preamble, as Robert Schumann called it. Then we heard a couple of characters from the old Commedia dell'arte, the puppet characters Pierrot and Harlequin, then that noble waltz, and that's actually exactly what Schumann called it, the noble waltz. Then these two characters going back and forth, Eusebius and Florestan. Eusebius, the more restrained classical side of Schumann's psyche, and Florestan, this other character that he came up with to describe the other side of himself, impulsive, passionate, expressing whatever he wanted to, whenever he felt like it. And then we got into the coquette, the sixth section of Carnival. Joyce Young at the piano. And Joyce, terrific performance. Thank you. That was wonderful. You also said that this is a self-portrait of Robert Schumann, in a way. What's going on in the music that helps us learn about who the young Robert Schumann was?
In this music, there is a great deal of spontaneity. And I think that's one of the greatest things about Robert Schumann that I find in his music. And the reason why I keep on revisiting it, because each time I play it or perform it, there's new inspiration, there are new ideas, new bubble that comes out of the same material that I've been hearing all this time. But there's always another angle to it. And I say this silly analogy, which is Robert Schumann's music is like having a wonderfully delicious meal, having this gorgeous main dish in front of you, and you're digging it, eating it, and in the middle, you just feel like having a brownie right now. You don't say, okay, I'll finish this and go for it later. You immediately get up, go out of the restaurant, go to the deli, get a brownie, eat the brownie, come back and finish your main meal. And it's this complete freedom to do exactly what you feel at the moment. And his music captures just that. There's, of course, the Eusebius and Florestan, the two bipolar characters that Schumann found in himself. But really, the whole piece is juxtaposition of these different personalities of himself, not only the bipolarity, but there's more than 20 of them all living inside him and all peeking out in different moments. And you never know which one's going to peek out next.
When you were describing these two characters in Schumann, you used the word bipolar. And he wrote this when he was 24. 20 years later, I mean, he went through some terrible mental anguish in his all too short life. And he described hearing voices, and music at times was painful for him to listen to. And he had terrible hallucinations, and he was paranoid. He really lost it. And he tried to commit suicide and spent the last 2 years of his life in an asylum. But at this point in his life, 24 years old, he's able to capture these two sort of warring sides of his mind and bring them to life in music.
I mean, it's remarkable. And I think there is definitely that slight bipolar quality inside me. Maybe that's why I feel so comfortable. I better watch out. I don't get diagnosed with this in 20 years and then go crazy at the end. But I really do feel a certain sense of unity with Schumann's music. I feel that it does go in every direction it could possibly go. And some of the Schumann performances I've done, I just sound kind of crazy.
Well, here we are in live performance in our performance studio. Is there a moment in Carnival that you sometimes really just find yourself totally swept up in that way you were describing, that you could play for us here today?
I'd like to play from Chiarina to Pantalone Colombine.
Okay, so five sections from this much larger collection of character pieces by Robert Schumann called Carnival. We'll begin with Chiarina, or Little Clara, beautiful little waltz, then Chopin, then Estrella, then Reconnaissance, and then Pantalone and Colombine. Joyce Young is joining us at the piano in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio.
Thank you.
there's that little smile and, oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Two characters having almost like a little tiff, a little fight. And then at the end, oh, it's okay.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I know where you're coming from. The two characters are Pantalone and Columbine in that movement from this much larger collection of character pieces by Robert Schumann that he wrote in 1834 when he was all of 24 years old. Joyce Young is at the piano here in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio, and she played several movements for us, beginning with a waltz called Chiarina, written for little Clara, a woman who would later become Robert Schumann's wife about 5 years after he wrote this, then a tribute to Chopin, then Estrella, which was a tribute to the woman he was in love with at the time, Ernestine was her name, then Reconnaissance, and we finished up with Pantalone and Columbine. Several sections from Carnival by Robert Schumann. Joyce, wonderful performance, just beautiful playing. I mean, you take us inside the world of Schumann and the mind of Schumann just beautifully.
Thank you.
What do you want to say to Robert Schumann to help him celebrate his 200th birthday?
Well, many things, if I could have a conversation with him. I think he gave a lot of us extreme joy to know that it is okay to have this different voices inside you that make you who you are. And I hope to have at least a little bit of Schumann in each of my recital to get to that moment where I need to really look deep inside and be inspired every single time, because Schumann's dead without inspiration, that spontaneous inspiration. So I'm very grateful for his music and for who he was.
Joyce Young, great to have you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.